This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian police are arresting protesters demanding the release of top Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at demonstrations in the country's east. Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent and durable foe. He was arrested on January 17th when he returned to Moscow from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a severe nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Authorities say his stay in Germany violated terms of a suspended sentence and a criminal conviction in a case that Navalny says was illegitimate. Activists say at least 48 people were detained in cities. Thousands of Hong Kong residents are locked down in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening coronavirus outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus infections in a working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the city's new cases in the past week. Sewage testing in the area picked up traces of the COVID-19 virus, prompting concerns that poorly built plumbing systems and a lack of ventilations in subdivided units may be a possible path for the virus to spread. And baseball fans and historians are honoring former home run king Hank Aaron, who died at the age of 76. The Baseball Hall of Famer passed away in his sleep. Hammering Hank set a wide array of records during a 23-year career, spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves. For more on these, please visit our website at voanews.com.